108 Cubs.
108. Yep. It's the magical. Yeah. It's a 9, which is a magical mathematical.
Yeah.
Right. So it's like in Catholicism,
can
they have,
make a bottle of water,
they have things,
anything?
You know,
okay.
It's similar.
Right.
They do prayer, they do, you know, but it's, that's what it means.
What are you doing, Jeff?
Does she know where her adjustment is in case she wants to adjust it?
Can you hear yourself in your headphones?
Okay.
This is your volume right there if you need to turn that up or down.
I can hear myself. I can hear myself.
Can you hear me?
Pre-tape.
Oh, no. Yeah, this is wrong. This is live on tape.
We're live.
It'll be up like within 30 minutes after we're done.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
After I cut out all the Jeff comments.
And I have a question. When are you guys going to air?
It will be like 30 minutes after this. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. We'll take some pictures later. You're going to need the...
It'll be up probably 3 o'clock today,
okay,
I would suspect.
Right.
You want me to use mine?
No, just you need to have the light on if you're going to do anything. I'm just saying, it's dark.
Those headphones were broke, weren't they?
The ones that I just had on.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, my gosh, it is the 27th. Yeah, it's 2 months today. I've been here.
Just take a few shots.
But it's
Fine.
But it's
fine.
Just
take
a few shots.
Oh, I don't know.
If you did, no biggie.
No, I don't really have anything.
Okay.
We played a lot last time.
Yeah.
I never really liked Halloween because all the costumes when I was a kid required no sort of invention on your... They were all store-bought.
Oh, they were horrible.
Yeah.
And so none of the costumes in stores would fit me because I was too big.
That's so sad.
Well, and that's the age difference. We made ours.
See?
We had to make ours.
Well, yeah, and now, these guys. Yeah. Jeff, do you make your costumes? Or
I do now, just because I'm poor. So
when you were a kid, when you were a kid, did you go to the store and buy? Weren't you a guy from McDonald's for 1 year?
I was a guy from McDonald's. That was for career day.
Not
though.
The clown, I hope.
No, no. That's
that would be poor Ronald.
That would be.
He's out of business
now.
It's like,
I think all the McDonald's. Don't they all have a Ronald out front in some form or fashion? Or
they're taking
like a
down.
Statue?
Yeah. Like sitting on a bench, right? Ronald McDonald sitting on a bench,
yeah.
They all do?
A lot of them do.
I think like In-N-Out Burger, all those have a W palm tree in the parking lot.
They do.
Okay. And now this, but no one's scared of palm trees. Everybody's scared of clowns
I've
now.
I've always hated clowns. I'm really actually happy that they're...
Yeah, you don't like it?
I knew that this thing was really going to come out, how sinister. Because they really are kind of sinister.
A lot of them, I don't know if they've gotten a bad rap or they've gotten a justifiable reputation.
Yeah.
Because what has gone on, you know?
Yeah, it's really strange
stuff. I don't know what the story is behind clowns, but anybody that, I mean...
They're covering up something.
They're covering up something, yeah, because they don't, it's kind of odd.
It's like the old days of, like, masks of any kind, or they played an archetype of something, you know, they were different.
Yeah.
I think in the old days, they played different types, there were different types of clowns, right? But I think it's one of those things, I think we're coming away from, I think people don't want to be, we're going into a time where we're all being forced to be authentic and not have a mask.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that that's one of the reasons the subconscious mind is coming up and the sinister things that people are afraid of. I think that we have to think of ourselves as one big body of spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
The worst of people out there, the best of people are parts of ourselves. And so I have a sense that that's part of what's going on. The things that people fear the most, here it is, like the clown
right.
policy.
Yeah.
Right.
And they're like, there's something about that. It really, I think it
don't
is.
You think it all, I felt like it was related to how quickly it became, and I don't know if popular is the word because it's, people hate it, but people scare, but it also ties in somehow with the political race.
Well, it does, because we're in a dog and pony show.
Yeah.
Please.
Really, right?
Yeah.
Literally.
The big clowns, clown show, because it's a clown show.
I got into a mini, I try not to engage people on Twitter because I know how far I will take it if they push the right button.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to stay out of any sort of dust ups on Twitter. But yesterday a guy was saying, I'm dissatisfied with both the people running and I'm just not going to vote. So there, forget it. And I kind of thought that I guess I kind of understand what he's saying, but it sounded kind of childish to me.
Well,
and as I said on Twitter, if there's anything I'm an expert in, it's childish behavior. Child. And no, I mean, there's got to be something that this guy can do, or people.
Right.
This can't be the only guy who goes, I don't care for either candidate. What do people do that, you know? I mean, I don't want to make
this is my answer.
Okay.
Because I put things all the time on Facebook that are not, they're from a different level of perspective. It's not about taking sides. Because if we stay in the reptilian brain that wants to fight or flee, that's what people are so activated by, their fear and by their anger and by anything that's lurking that they have a prejudice about. That's what this thing has been about, that's been good for, right? I mean, that's basically, I think,
one of
Trump
the candidates,
is a pawn.
Trump,
he's a pawn. I think he's a pawn. Mm-hmm. I'm not worried about Trump, okay? He's out there stirring like Hitler did, okay? I think. Be your own president.
Hit some hot buttons,
your own president of your own life. I put this over and over again on Facebook, and so many people are getting it. They're going, oh, because we've been disempowered. We think, listen, by the time anybody's in the White House or on the way to the White House, they have no power.
Yep.
Yeah,
and there's no conspiracy theories. There's only a few powers in this world. If you don't think that's true, it is way true. So this is don't get hung up. That's what they want. They want you to be filled with fear. Mm-hmm. ISIS is around every corner, blah, blah, blah. Be your own. That's how you live your life. When you actualize unconditional love, when you live your life in a way that you can affect change every moment, every day in your life, you're changing the world.
Yeah.
Peace starts with you.
Yeah.
And if people are stirred up and they're hating each other and they're doing all this horrible stuff, the world's not worse. You know, I love that people go, well, oh, no, the world is so bad now.
Mm-hmm.
We've never had things like this. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Read some history.
Yeah.
History repeats itself.
Yeah.
And we're at a point of history repeating itself where we could go into higher consciousness. It doesn't take everybody getting this. It takes a few people really going, you know what, we're not going to fight or lose, get distracted by hating and fighting with each other, but how can we as a group, how can we as an individual affect change?
Mm-hmm.
Because really, what you're seeing out there, and it's one of the most, it's very dark. It's the last of some of the very dark energy being played out, the way I look at it, on the earth. But if you look, I think that's what they've been showing, all the Hitler World War II things for the last year or two on TV, and you watch it, and it's very similar to what you're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Name calling and the stirring up, names of anybody, and then saying they didn't say that, and it's very typical of a narcissist. They will, you know, but they don't care what comes out of the mouth. They don't care what it looks like, what it sounds like, and then they turn on. Then it's everybody else's fault, and I'm going to sue everybody, and nobody. I didn't do this. And,
but this seems like the most cartoonish election we've had in
For sure. I think it's probably the last of it.
Yeah.
I'm
hopeful.
Remember Howard Dean when he was, I forget which party he was with, but he might have been a Republican.
No, Democrat.
He was a Democrat. Okay. And he's like screaming at that one rally he got, and it's on to the White House, and they're going to win there. Yeah. And people actually said, oh my goodness, that's not how a presidential candidate should
have. Oh, I remember this now.
Yeah.
He wouldn't get heard today.
Oh, no. Yeah. Everybody's doing that. Yeah. I just don't.
That's true.
We're in the age of Aquarius, which is about the individual, but it's in the lower part of it now. That's what you see with selfies and what you see with that kind of each person and their ego self. Hey, it's me.
Yeah.
Her hands are in the air for those of you listening.
Hey. Instead of going to the higher level of I'm really complete within myself. How can I? It's not that childish ego. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's one of the stranger times. But what I know is that we're in the epicenter. And I'll go there a little bit. Think about where Indiana is.
Oh, yeah.
We're in the center
of the center.
You're in the center of the center. But when I knew, I knew ahead of time because I am psychic. So this and I know some of these things. So I knew that Trump was pretty much a pawn. I mean, I just knew. I could feel it. And then when they chose Pence.
Mm-hmm.
I knew for sure he was a pawn. So, and think about how he reacted. He didn't want Pence as a running mate.
No, did you see the things he said about him before they chose him?
Yeah. He was rude.
Yeah, he was terrible.
He was rude. He didn't introduce him.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That was not his choice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can go into conspiracy theories, and people ask me all the time, is there going to be martial law, blah, blah, blah. I think and this is, again, each person has to, within themselves, live their lives, visualize positive energy, live your life in a positive way. But you've got a lot of options. There's any number of people that are stirred up that would love to see Hillary dead, Trump dead, Obama dead.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Hey, they got a trifecta.
Yeah.
If some crazy, do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
And then what happens, right? Mm, there you go. Yeah. But this is the thing about Indiana that people don't understand. We are the crossroads of America. We have the first Union Station.
Yeah.
The person that laid out Washington, D.C. also laid out Alexander Ralston, laid out Indianapolis. And all the money goes through Fort Bend.
Yeah.
All the troops go through
Atterbury. Yeah.
All the... Grissom is where war planes go to be refueled, just in case you didn't know.
Should that be of a concern? naming all these things, should that be concerning?
And this is why I'm going to bring it up. When I travel and I come back here, I went to Europe for the first time in 51 years. I came back for 3 weeks this summer. I didn't see really one Muslim in Paris. People kept saying, don't go to Paris. They're overrun.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so wonderful in Europe. I had such a great time. But no, fear is a bad thing because what it does, use the fear to heal your fears. That's what I always say. Go, whatever you're being activated about, it's a tip of the iceberg of a deeper, older issue. Mm-hmm. Go within, but go back to your point of origin. Don't stay in this frenzy of fear. But yes, Indiana feels different because we are where we are.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And our central location. Look, where Michigan, Lake Michigan drops down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just look where we're located.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the money, that's why certain things are here.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, you have to be aware that things don't work out in Washington.
Right.
It's just those, there's central places in the United States that are like that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we are definitely in the epicenter.
Yeah. Wow.
And but don't be afraid. But people are coming in because their animals are afraid and there's this fear in the air.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So you want to feel it, but don't stay in it.
Yeah.
Push through it.
Yeah.
That's all.
There you go.
Don't add to it.
No, because fear makes people want to control or be controlled.
Right.
Basically.
Hi, it's the Chick McGee Show. As you can hear, we're rolling right along here. That's Jason, that's Jess, that's Jeff, and our guest today is Marilyn Isaacs. And
she has so many titles.
I want to say
so many gifts.
A soothsayer. A sayer of sooths, but I know that I don't
like
know if that diminishes,
good.
But it's true, I think, isn't it? You're a layperson, somebody like Jeff, who is wrapped up in football and basic needs. You know, he wants food, he wants warmth, he wants his Patriots to win, and he would call you a psychic, I think. Right?
Medium, psychic, yeah. Medium?
Not a medium.
And okay. I can tell you this, of all of it, Jason, we've all met you. Jeff has not met you, and he is as nervous as a cat.
Yeah.
Without your ear.
I won't bite. The reason I said I'm not a medium, I have the rare. I don't channel per se. I'm very integrated with the gifts I have, and I consider them to be like gifts of the Holy Spirit. So they're very. I can remember my birth and where I was before, and it's what they call conscious recall.
Mm-hmm.
So I came in with. I'm lucky because it wasn't like I hit my head and became a psychic. I mean, that happened to a very famous Dutch psychic. I mean, there's people that different ways, or they're very. They see things or they do this. Mine is just part of my whole persona that I've done for a lot of lifetimes, right? So from a very small child, I just always knew things. And I could do healing on people and I could walk through the woods. My dad was a beekeeper and wild animals would come up to us. Well, I didn't think that was unusual, right?
You're a kid. This is your reality, so this is reality.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so I'm lucky that way because a lot of people have these things, but they're so condemned for it or they don't have any way to understand it. And I was just, mine has been, it's with my personality. So people come to me, they go, well, do you talk to people on the other side? Well, or what do you think about paranormal? Well, nothing's paranormal to me.
Right.
Because I see all the different, it's not like I'm dead, I'm alive, I'm awake, I'm asleep. It's like there's different levels of dimensions that are just normal to me.
Right.
But a lot of mediums will be they're very detached from, they're not necessarily spiritual.
They
will just tune in and
they're very
specific.
Speak through them. Yeah, right. Very specific.
And I can
do
that, but I don't let them come into my body.
No.
It's
like,
you stay over there. We'll
personal space. Yeah.
So would you say psychic is from within and medium is from outside sources?
Mediums tend to become a medium. They're in between person.
Yeah.
They don't really have their spirituality sometimes evolved.
Okay.
And it's really true. If you'll know, a lot of people that call themselves mediums or psychics are very, very heavy. They are. I mean, they're very heavy. And they're kind of dense. They kind of keep it dense.
And it's
cold. Because they take things through their body. They kind of take, and see that I'm lucky in that way.
Uh-huh.
It's not separate. So right away, it's just all there for me. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, psychic is not a bad word. It's become that way. But it's from Pasuki or soul is really what psychic means. Mm-hmm. But I call myself an intuitive therapist and healer of people, animals, and places.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to do all of it.
Yeah.
It's a little Nora Jones in the backyard. Could we bring her in here?
She's a little cockapoo.
She has it.
Yes. I was going to say, where's your puppy?
They're in the back.
Well,
they're,
I do
they do have a. They have big play dates on the days we record. Yeah. They play outside.
Yeah, and this is three times the backyard I had before. So
they're
the girls,
happy.
Oh, they're having a good time.
The girls love it here. Yeah, yeah. And what do you? There's a friend of mine whose child has recently told them that they feel like they have been. They have been reincarnated.
Yes.
They are aware
I
of
get children in
they are aware of a former life.
Absolutely.
And they're very because when you were telling me that story, it reminds me of if a child has a famous parent, Tom Bergeron told this story on Jimmy Pardo's podcast. It's like his kids don't know any different. I mean,
they think
everybody's father's on TV. And
the
what,
same way my kids, my kids think that everybody has an Uncle Chicky that's on the radio and wishes them a happy birthday.
Yeah, on their birthdays.
Yeah, yeah, so.
But this guy's daughter, she is. Very factual about it. Very,
is
I want to say,
young?
Very matter
I mean,
of fact.
She
she's 13.
Yeah,
and she was like, has been very interested in the 9/11 situation and all that. And she announced a couple weeks ago
she was reincarnated.
That is, she reincarnated from that.
Two or three people.
No
really?
Kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because this is what I'm going to tell you. That's a conscious recall, especially if people come back very quickly, right? Mm-hmm. So what happens with this, 13 is an interesting age. 13 is when
the
soul comes into the body and is really, you're considered an adult in the ancient world. So that's why in Judaism there's bat mitzvahs, there's rites of passage, there's different things at 13, because you're considered an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really when you do come into an understanding. So it doesn't surprise me that at the age she is now, that it usually the reincarnational stuff, a lot of times it's very little kids.
Mm-hmm.
Are very open, very intuitive, aware of just not being closed down until they're about 7.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start to kind of shut down and whatever. But it's a common age then again when the hormonal changes come, where there's another big burst of like, whoa.
Yeah.
And probably like I would love to talk to her because I've done a lot of work with people with their children.
It's so interesting when it happens that quickly though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I just read a story recently where the child was reincarnated back into the family.
Like the grandfather died and then
the grandson and they were like, wow. Like how?
So he was doing mannerisms and
I don't. They did past life recall and realized because they knew early on. Like he is exactly like his grandfather. And come to find out, it was actually.
Little kids many times people get very confused. They'll go, well, how would this little child know about the people that have passed away? And they go, because they were in spirit with them before they came down here.
Mm-hmm.
Or they will very accurately, or people are born sometimes too, and they'll have the same birthmarks as a person.
Right.
There's distinguishing factors sometimes. It's like the Dalai Lama.
I was just going to say that because they do some sort of personal effects and
he's the same self from the very beginning of time and how it works because people really doubt this but it's very real so what they do is like their oracles as they call them they'll get a message that somebody was born he was reborn in a certain area but then what they do a test so they have beads they have a bowl there's usually 5 different objects and they'll test people.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, of course, somebody might be kind of little kid might be psychic and go, hey, that's mine.
Like,
yeah. But then there's a knowing because it really, I mean, it's a very powerful thing if you read it's very real. I've been around His Holiness for 30 years. And if you, way back in the day. So it's before there was a lot of bodyguards and things and the energy that's there, there's a big consciousness. There's a different consciousness, right? So it's a real thing.
Lately, I've been hearing this, and it's just one word in my head, and I've been hearing light in my head. Like, I don't want to be so presumptuous as to think there's a light coming out of me, but...
But there is.
But, I mean...
We all are part
of
the light.
I feel like, personally, my entire outlook has changed because it feels like I was in...
were in darkness.
Darkness for, like, a long, long time, and... You know, I just,
And you still experience periods of darkness.
But, but this is what I'm going to tell you. You feel different. I can tell you right away.
I feel physically different.
You are totally filling with light. This is the illusion is that we're separate, right? So when we fell through fear into an illusion that we were separate. And that's when we fell into darkness, right? But what heals that darkness is unconditional love. And we've never been separate from the oneness and it's within side of us and outside of us. We are co-creators. We're made with free will. We have light. But yes, when we go through that dark night of the soul, or people are trapped for a long time, death, hell, and the grave. I mean, all the great saints and masters, all the people have gone through these kind of things, right? No, I can see the light. I think you feel your energy feels. Like, especially this is the time, we call this bipolar season for everybody. This spring and fall.
Let's say there's football season, baseball season, bipolar season. Yeah.
No, there's really a true thing that we call it because it's people would think it'd be winter. Mm-hmm. No, it's spring and fall. And it has to do with the equinox. It has to do with and it's very real in people's, the lack of light is very real for everybody. It's not just certain people. It just manifests in different ways for certain people. That's all. Mm-hmm. But no, I believe that because when I saw you, even coming here, I thought, whoa, wait a minute, this feels really like a cool place. The whole journey here was kind of neat. No, and I could feel when I saw you, you look like you're like a snake that shed its skin. And that's what we've all been forced to do is feel and deal with what we've been in pain about for a long time, letting go of the suffering. But I can see it.
You know, some people, though, I've read a lot about this, and it's one of the last things that people what I've read about is that people, they don't want to not be sad because that's all they know.
Right,
and
it's familiar.
The depression is all they know.
You can get be attached to pain.
And even if it's sad and awful and dark, I mean, you don't want it because it's like, you know, you're something that would be like your favorite room and you don't want to leave that room even though it's horrible.
It's attachment. It's familiar.
Yeah, and that is just, I don't know. It's just not, I just notice it in little things. Like when I went out and got us a pizza earlier and went to the hardware store real quick. And it's just, I find myself, instead of my reflex was to grumble or, and you know, people go, hi, how are you? I go, fine, how are you? I mean, just, just silly, stupid stuff that, you know, normal.
It's nice to not be a dick.
Normal people. It's just. Yes, that's another way to put it, Marilyn. It's nice not to be a dick.
There you go, right?
You weren't at the meeting yesterday, Jess.
Oh, how'd that go?
Well, there was a lady attorney there, and owned it, and she was talking at us. And
if we're going to do a healing, maybe a healing should be for you to move past your issues with middle-aged women of a specific type.
Talking about 401ks.
Well, no, it's not this time.
It was everything.
It was
everything.
No, 401k, it was a bossy woman. Right.
Let's talk about this because it's true. We all do. We all have to look at ourselves. You can ask poor Trina. She's not the new person working with me. Everybody's trained to be so nice or whatever. I have been yelling, but not really at people. I feel something's wrong. I want to deal with it then. Mm-hmm. I do not want it coming back in my body. I don't want to get depressed. I don't want to get sick. I want to go, you know what? No, this is not, I'm not going to let this build up.
Right.
And I think that's what's happening for people is that we're being forced. Mechanisms we used to use to not deal with things are not working. People can't eat enough, drink enough, sleep enough. So I think it is that way. I've been finding myself like really high volume speaking to people, but I do pay attention to what does push my buttons. So in your case, you really do. Where does the point of origin? It goes back to mother.
Well, mother and
lots of things.
And past relationships.
Well, I mean, mother is obviously your.
Sure, that's the one thing.
Point of origin.
Yeah, you want to go back to anything. Well, again, what age your mother would have been when you were a child, when you were born.
Yeah.
Whatever age our children are, it activates, and that's what was going on when we were the age of the children. Because it's a chance to reparent ourselves, right? So it's the same thing.
We talked about that the last time you were on about being
reparenting yourself, becoming your own
parenting
mother,
yourself,
killing
and
off your parents,
and naturally, you're going to parent yourself the way that you were exposed to parenting,
and then you can get a chance to redo that, though.
Right.
And that's what happens sometimes when you have children. Yeah. Right. You say, "Oh, wait a minute, I don't want to do that. I want to do."
You'd be the parent you didn't have.
Right. What activates you the most about these bossy I get activated with those kind of women too, but
well, no, I think
they activate.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was the whole thing. I mean, as soon as I saw her, I felt insignificant and less. And she was talking about a hot button topic that really irritates me, and it's because it's my own fault, and I haven't forgiven myself yet about what happened in that situation.
I understand.
And I reacted poorly, but only to a couple of people around me. But
who you felt safe to act poorly with. That's what we do.
But in
a
way,
the entire room could still hear.
But in a way, I hope she heard me.
Yeah.
Well, and
but,
I hope so too. Because when people, when you have these oppositions, she's got major issues too.
Well, that's the thing.
That's what
the point.
I kept
her energy is drawing that behavior out of you.
Right.
She
it's
has it coming.
Pictures.
Yes,
we
exactly. Because there's people that you don't feel that way about Marilyn. You don't feel that way about our friend Laura Steele, our
absolutely
friend Laura
not.
Duncan.
No, absolutely
there's,
not.
But there is a very select few women that he...
Oh, we're
that
not
he,
bitches. We're nice.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I don't know how much of a bitch this woman was, but to me, her mannerisms, the way she talked at the room, it just...
Did she cross her arms a lot?
It just... Yes, she would...
Here's
yes.
the thing. She was a lawyer.
Okay.
So she's very matter-of-factly.
Sure. Right.
So her tone in general, I thought she had a pleasant speaking voice, actually, but it still was her tone and her inflection was what,
Chick doesn't
chilled
do well
his spine.
Right. Chick never had a mother's ease. He never experienced that. And so when a woman comes in and is very aggressive immediately.
And a lot of women, unfortunately, in the workplace, especially lawyers, they hide behind that and they take on the worst qualities of men. It's about being yourself. It's not about being a male or a female. Mm-hmm. Be who a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I was lucky in the fact that I was brought up to be a person. Mm-hmm. I was never taught to use how I look or what I did. It was always you are a person.
Right.
And you can do whatever you need to do and you do it. And it's sad because I see it all the time in certain professions because women, they take on the worst qualities of what we don't want from anyone, right?
yeah.
So it gets to be it's really not male female, but it is.
Uh-huh.
But no, so I think you probably I think what happened, the more likely she heard what you said, and I think she probably felt it.
Oh,
but
right,
she's having to think about it, so maybe nobody's confronted her.
Well, you were.
I don't know if she heard what he said. I don't know.
She looked over our way a couple times.
Because I think
she was trying to get you guys to isn't he crazy? He's not out of control.
We've always said that Chick can either bring an entire room up or bring an entire room down. He has that power. And so
powerful.
She knew, regardless she knew how you were going to react.
But that's okay.
But that's the thing.
But I second guess myself and I hesitate to think she got what she deserved. Because
who are
I don't,
you, to decide
you don't
what
know
she
that.
Deserves.
Well, I don't know.
You can't judge what happened.
Her name wasn't.
Okay.
Her name wasn't what?
No,
that's often. Won't. That's another thing that Chick does. Sorry, but if we're going to talk through the healing process,
let's get it out there.
It's just there's been many times that he and I have had fusses, and I look at him, I go, "Who are you fighting with? Because it sure as hell isn't me."
There have been like two or three.
Yeah.
There have been like two or three like landmark breakthrough moments in my life. The first one was when the psychiatrist told me, your mother would have treated any child the way she treated you. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
you. You just happened
personal.
To be there.
That's the sad part.
And the other one was, wait a minute, who are you mad at? I had, I don't want to say I don't have any, but I had a lot more displaced anger back then than I knew what to do.
A lot
do
of
with.
Comics do. A lot of people
that's
another way to be directed.
Right there.
There's a lot of anger over there.
Yeah, it comes from deep within, and it's a way to redirect it. But this is the thing. One of the biggest things in life is when you stop taking it personally. Mm. And it's one of the hardest lessons.
I take everything
really,
personally. I still
you do, but then you push through it. Because most of the time it isn't. Mm-hmm. And it's right. She didn't have skills to be that person, right? Mm-hmm. And
we just talked about that on the podcast last time that I had a parent-teacher conference where a teacher had made the comment that the father of my children, he should come to the meeting alone next time. And I said, you're implying I talk too much. And she was like, no, ha, 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 and kind of laughed. I was like, no, it's okay. And I almost felt bad for her because I wanted to say, it's okay that you said that. If you felt like you need to say that, that's okay. And it's probably a good idea you guys would get a completely different perspective, and I'm well aware that I talk too much, you know? And so it was like, you're not, this isn't new information for me.
I don't think you
and
talk
so, but
too
I
much.
Did, but I felt so bad because I was like, oh my gosh, she's carrying this around, and it's and it really didn't affect me that much, and I wanted to tell her.
She needed to be, no, I think but sometimes she, we think, we overthink yeah. things, and I think yeah. everything's motive and intention. So if our motive and intention is to intentionally hurt somebody.
Right.
That's different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People think we can put on these happy faces, and if we, you know, in our heart we really have this blackness, but we're saying nice things. Oh, no. That's not how karma works. Yeah. Karma is
karma
a bitch
knows.
When you are. Karma knows. That's right.
Karma knows. Karma knows your intention.
That's right. It's motive and intention. You can see it in outcome a lot of times.
Right.
Check so your what, motives.
That's right. So what dharma is when whatever moment you're in, you fulfill that moment. In other words, you don't walk away and think, I wish I would have done this. I would have said I would have done that. And that's why it's like Groundhog Day for us a lot of times, where we repeat these things. It's like, oh God. And we're all at a point, though, where if we don't want to keep repeating these lessons, just be present. So I think a lot of what we're talking about here is, it's not that you're doing it wrong. You're just going, wait a minute. This is making, no, I want to speak my truth in this moment. Mm-hmm. I want to say this is what's going on.
Yeah.
So and we don't know, because we can't judge how it affects other people. I think attachment is what causes pain, negative or positive attachment. We have this idea that somehow if something bad, we think something's bad, right? People come in all the time, they go, why didn't I get this job? Or why did it was the perfect, I said, no, it might have been the most horrible job. You don't know. I mean,
there's a reason
there's so many
didn't.
Things.
Yeah.
There's a higher plan. And we get very hung up on the moment-to-moment things that seem to be disappointments. Then we get sidetracked in the disappointment and the anger.
I read something the other day that it said, calm down. You will receive everything at the proper time.
Mm-hmm.
When it's supposed to happen.
There's divine right order.
Right.
There totally is.
Yeah.
I could tell you so many examples in my life when I've always just been as present as I can be, but things just happen. You don't have to make them. When you're forcing them, that's when the pain
Marilyn,
is
being
there.
Being in the moment is the toughest thing for me.
Gosh, have
I
you
just,
seen?
I am either forward or behind. I'm never right here, right now.
You
I'm
are
trying.
When you're in the air, though. That's why you
yes,
like to be
yes,
in the
that's
moment.
Exactly, no, that's exactly right.
But you're like me. I enjoy it. That's why I work so much with my work.
Yeah.
So when I'm not doing my sessions with people, no, I'm confessing my own sins here. we all have these things. And so when you do something very well, it's easy to be in the moment and stay present, blah, blah, blah. It's when everybody's gone.
Yeah, you're kind of lost. Well,
you're with yourself, and all the other things have gathered around that maybe you haven't dealt with that you thought you did.
Like the couple weeks after the funeral, they say.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
That's when people realize, this is reality.
Right. Right. Yeah. And you have to keep working. But that's what I see with you. When you're doing what you do, because you have a good outlet. It's a good way for you to channel in the way of like all of your – just a wide range of emotions – into what you're doing. But when you don't have that,
imagine how crazy you'd be if you didn't have radio.
I know, right? Oh my God.
No, radio, it's great. I was
well, you know
depressed
what?
When I lost my TV. I had two TV shows way back in the 80s. I had a live audience TV show from PBS and from Comcast that was live, three cameras, not like, you know, the stuff you see, you know.
Yeah.
And it depressed. I was on for 2 years, like every week, and it depressed the heck out of me when that was gone.
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you just don't realize till you don't have that. So, but that's what I see with you. So this is the thing. I feel something good about this house in the sense of your home's your consciousness. This is going to be a different reality and different consciousness for you. And I'm glad that you put this here. And you're going to be able to be more integrate who you really are all the time without this other stuff.
The best version of you all the time.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is the only place. It's just silly. And I'll share this. I don't care. It's silly, stupid stuff. Like I didn't put in my phone the house before this. I never put in home. I just called it Fisher's. I'd go house. I would never say home. And this place I call home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a different.
I don't think the three of us should take credit for it, but I feel like we should get like a little asterisk on the. Oh well, no, maybe
I was out, but
I
nixed prior houses.
We did.
Oh, yeah. I didn't feel good about.
Absolutely,
we did. All three of us kind of we were very
because there was times he just wanted. He's like,
just want to get out.
This is a house.
That's exactly it. Oh,
this
I know
isn't
this
that
is it.
House.
This is it. Yeah,
this is it. I'm like, it's twice the size.
It was just ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, and that, this is
and,
you.
Yeah, and,
this,
and I walked into this. Feels very homey. And it was just like,
it
oh
is.
My
it
God.
Is very homey. And
I
it's,
love
and
the
it's,
trees, the old trees.
I know, and the neighborhood is perfect.
Oh,
and,
it is.
It's a really great house.
And at the break, we want you to go through the house and come back and report. We'll report on the second half.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do.
Do we? Oh, boy. Okay. All right. Oh, you know what we should do before we break, though?
Yes.
What do you see about Mr. Vibbert over here? Because he seems to be the most nervous one of all of us. Can you?
Don't be nervous.
Is there like a baby reading you could give him? Or a little mini short reading, or do you feel anything around him coming up? He's going to be have his own TV show anytime soon.
Other than all this swag, can you get it?
I love it, all this swag. Well, no, it's been really interesting sitting next to you because you really are going through like a huge transformation. And I mean, it's really important for you to, within yourself, you're learning how to be alone without being lonely. And you've had a lot of disappointing things with
Jeff,
people.
It's a long, hard road, buddy. Mm. I wish I could help you.
But no, he's going to be okay because you are you're an old soul. And so you were kind of born old and you kind of had to raise yourself. There were a lot of things from your own childhood that you've had to deal with. And yeah, I know. I'm feeling them. Yeah. And but this is the thing. You're ready to really become your own person. And this is a good way to do it. Within yourself, you can become your own mother, father, brother, sister, all the archetypes. You have that within yourself. You're ready to be your own person. That's why I really feel this. There's a lot of you're actually very intuitive yourself. And I want you to work with your dreams. Before you go to sleep, just say, if there's anything I should know, let me have a dream about it and let me remember it. But a lot of things you've wanted to have happen for a long time, you're kind of good at manifesting. But I think it scares you. Because mm-hmm. I think you'll think of things or things will happen and it's kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. Because you really are. You have a lot of power. You have a lot of ways of bringing things into this level. Mm-hmm. Don't be afraid of it.
Okay.
And I can help you. I'll run some energy on you because you're healing your heart right now. There's a lot of old heart wounded stuff that you're ready to just to be mm-hmm. healed from. And the illusion is that we can't ever be healed. We especially in the Western world, we think, oh, love hurts and blah, 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 and everything's awful, and we're supposed to have this broken heart. No, that's all not real. In truth, we're not broken. We're not born in sin. We are children and adults of spirit, and we are here to have happy, fulfilled lives. We're not supposed to suffer. But we're all being forced to heal, and you have a lot going on in your heart area. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
bullseye.
Yeah. Yep. And yeah.
Hit the nail on the head. Yep.
Yeah. 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 But you're going to feel a lot better. You're ready. You're ready to just be totally happy.
Yes.
You deserve it. You deserve it. He's a wonderful.
I deserve it.
Yay. You deserve it.
You'll be right. Nice to you. You know, that is I do a lot of reading about this. The universe will show you time and time again what you need to work on and put you in situations that you have to work on these things until it is like Groundhog Day until you get them right and then you can move on from that.
That's the best movie because it's so real.
The one thing I had to do, and oddly enough, because you know I was an only child and I spent a lot of time alone because my parents are well documented, but I spent a lot of time alone. I had an imagination. I did this. But when I became an adult, I was terrified of being alone, out of a relationship, I was a serial, what was it?
Monogamous.
Mm-hmm. And I could not be by myself. I could not live by myself. I could not without someone to be with. And it absolutely.
And someone to tell you what to do and where to go.
And how to feel. And here's how we're going to have fun. And I'm going to be happy. So that'll make you happy. And
right.
Vice versa.
There's a lot of people out there. You would be.
And only recently, I mean, I look forward to being by myself not by myself. I have the baby dogs, the baby sweeties. But I mean, it really is. I can't tell you how strange it is for me to go, well, let's see, what am I doing tonight? Oh, I'm going to watch a couple TV shows and maybe pop some popcorn and go to bed. I mean, that I can't tell you how terrifying that was before. For not having anyone in my life or not seeing anyone for a couple of days, not talking to anyone. I feel like I'm a born again Christian because I'm
you're a born
okay
again
with that,
into
you
your
know?
You're, I mean, right. You've you've reached that state of more wholeness.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we've all been there. That's awful. That's the worst. And most people go from relationship to relationship, and it's really so you, the more whole you are from within, then you'll attract a matching picture to the wholeness. But the more fragmented you are, and you don't heal that, right, it's an addiction. It really is addiction.
Oh.
And it's awful. There's nothing worse than it.
Okay, what are you going to do? Where are you going to be? What are you going to do? You're going to call me? What? It was just
separation
insane.
Anxiety. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. You see it in animals all the time. You know, it's like they weren't with their mothers long enough. There's different reasons with animals, mm-hmm. too, why they have severe – puppies should, and kittens should stay with their parents till they're – 10 to 12 weeks, 14 weeks? No.
People don't do that.
Six weeks, though, their eyes are open. Let's get it.
Yeah.
No. And that's why there's a lot of dysfunctional animals.
Yeah.
It happens. But this is wonderful to hear because it's so big out there right now. We're all learning how to be alone without being lonely. And it's the most wonderful feeling when you go, my God, I get to be by myself and do some stuff and enjoy it and not feel that anxiety.
I mean, it's always been in my head that like married, you know, friends of mine who are in relationship or whatever, they would ask me, what are you going to do this weekend? I go, well, you know, I'll probably get off the air Friday at 10:30, and I probably won't talk to anybody again until Monday morning. And they go, oh, my God, that sounds incredible. That sounds so incredible. Funny. But and in my brain, and so then I tell them, yeah, it's pretty cool. In my brain, then I was going, yeah, I don't know if I'm going to be live Monday morning, which is insane. You know,
it's a real feeling. But you're looking at their lives and thinking how lucky they are that
they're surrounded by their kids and loved ones and family and everything. But
and that goes back to Dharma.
Yeah,
it does. Being where you are at this time and getting the most out of it.
But I'm so happy for you because I can feel that. There's nothing better when you do that healing of not when you don't have that need when you want to be around people but you don't need.
Right.
To be.
Want and need are two different. Yeah.
And that other stuff gets us in trouble. Yep. We get in these dysfunctional relationships and we get divorced. There's all kinds of crazy stuff that happens.
Well,
but that's not,
I don't want to take a break, but we need to take a break. And we'll be back with part two of the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. hello, it's Ryan Adams. This house is for sale.
Not for sale.
Not for sale. That's right. This house is not for sale. Which is this from Love is Hell?
Yes.
Yep. Thank you, Ms. Hooker, for the
conditional love is hell. Unconditional love is heaven.
That's right. Welcome back to the Chick McGee Show Part 2 with the wonderful Marilyn Isaacs. What's your website, Marilyn, people to go see?
Actually, it's you can go to centerofpeace.com.
Okay.
And I have a lot of things on Facebook. If you go on Marilyn Isaacs Kaufman, you'll find me, and I also have a page that's being developed, another page. But I put tons of stuff on there. So,
okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
And people can contact you to actually see you in person.
Absolutely.
Via that, right?
Okay. 317-259-8001. And I have a lot of people everywhere. I go to California. My son's in Hollywood, so I go out that direction too now. And yeah, but I do. Yeah, I've been, believe it or not, in my same place for 33 years.
Oh my goodness!
Wow. At 8001. Yeah.
You do have a cool house.
That's awesome.
Next to this one.
Yes.
We'll get to that in a moment.
But yours feels like it.
Oh, thank you.
I like mine.
The Chick McGee Show brought to you by TrueCar. Pricing information is great and necessary, of course, for car buying. But there's more to buying than just price. There's the actual buying experience. And to enjoy a better one, you have to go to a TrueCar certified dealer. They're there to help you find the car you want. And they are what make TrueCar unique. Whether you're looking to buy new or used, you can get upfront pricing information that empowers you to find discounts. You want to be in charge. You want to have power no matter what you're doing to find discounts off the list price for used cars. And get a better buying experience through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. Just use the TrueCar website or the TrueCar app, and you can easily find the new or used car you want. With TrueCar Pricing Curve, you'll see what other people in your area paid for the same car that you're looking for. And now that you know what a fair price is, you feel confident. Then you get a guaranteed savings certificate from that TrueCar Certified Dealer. And you know, TrueCar users save, and they are savers, as they save an average of $3,279 off the MSRP. With over 11,000 TrueCar certified dealers across the country, over 2 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users. When you're ready to buy a new or used car, visit TrueCar.com or download the TrueCar app to enjoy a better car buying experience. Some features not available in all states. Tell TrueCar.com that Chick McGee Show sent you. We are back. We are with Marilyn Isaacs. Jason Hofsetz is here, Jess Hooker, and Jeff Vibbert. JeffVibbert.com. And
We just walked through my my new house, and the good news is it's structurally sound. Uh-huh. The bad news, we're up to our neck in ghosts. And
no, that's not true. She said you're sleeping in your money area, though. That's what she told you.
Yeah, what
you,
does that mean?
Well, when you face your front door, in feng shui, if you're knocking at your front door, looking into your home, the back left of your whole home is your money prosperity.
Okay.
Back right is your
back right
would be your family union room.
Okay, well that's where the TV is and the kitchen and stuff.
Right, there's things you can enhance there. So, and it's not always negative to have it that way, but it is traditionally that way. And if you have different levels, and it's like what's below that is the same.
Well, where should I sleep?
Well, I told you to take a rest in the restful area. I like this.
Yeah, his guest room is very, very peaceful.
Oh, very peaceful.
It's like a cat nap place.
I think it would be a great place to set up a meditation area.
Yeah, it's a meditation room.
And maybe an altar and just feel good.
It's a spiritual room. Yeah. It's a spiritual room. And you would feel that. But this is what's neat about your house. Let me go into this. Homes are your consciousness. Cars represent your physical body. We'll just do the thing off the car. So always think about when you have a car. You'll notice when things go wrong, it's connected with things in your life. Or think about the errors you've got in the car and when you get rid of a car. Huh. But it's really funny. I've seen people actually get in a car and one person can't start it and another person can start the car.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Cars are very connected with people and energy and what's going on with people.
Huh.
And the tires are your foundation. Mm-hmm. So it's the same thing with your home. It's your consciousness. So, you know, basements are your, like, the subconscious mind. And you have a tiny subconscious, which is good because there's nothing lurking down there.
See, I'd like to thank Steve once again, the real estate agent who described that area as a basement. Thank you, Steve.
I have never seen, but you know, the good thing is, it's not a place that will collect water. And
that's
actually,
true.
It's very cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And actually, it is. It's actually better. My 1928 house is built on a slab, doesn't have a basement. Yeah. No, I kind of like that. But your home, and this home does, it has a very, how they built it, the double wide doors, that's the chi. That's the doors to your home are like a mouth to a physical body. Mm-hmm. That's why if you ever go to a Chinese restaurant, what do they have? Double wide doors.
Double wide doors.
And they're usually painted red because that brings chi in, right? Brings energy
in. No kidding.
So it's a very real thing about placement of windows. The windows are like the eyes of your consciousness, but the doorways are very important. But this house has a wonderful, this is you. Every room I went in, I'm not kidding you, I felt this really interest. I felt safe. This house, I felt really safe in this house because I go into people's homes and do energy work and move things. And what you have here, it's not really like ghosts. It's more like you're on, let's just say that the earth is gridded with energy. What's happened on the earth before something is built comes up through.
Mm-hmm.
This has a wonderful, spiritual, peaceful area in energy right back here, right? And going through the house, it was just funny because I feel like there's, I didn't feel anywhere that you it's like you know where everything is. Like it's you can in your consciousness, it doesn't feel like something scary is going to jump out.
There's
from
no
some
room
other
for
way.
Hiding anything.
There's no
yet.
Room for hiding. It's open. It's got
That's
this
true.
Good energy going on. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. And I felt a very interesting in your backyard. You'll just have to enhance it. There's things to enhance. There's ways to keep your privacy. There's ways to, when you feel energies coming from people around you, there's ways to take little mirrors and you reflect them where you don't want that energy to be coming.
You could take your shit energy right back.
And that's what we're going to do.
And put them in the graves that are back there ready and waiting.
I don't think she saw this.
She didn't see that.
I have these little rectangular
raised beds.
Raised beds for, I don't know what I'm going to put.
They're 3 feet.
I'm thinking tomatoes.
Yeah.
But they do resemble graves.
maybe it's the old, your old life.
There
right?
you
it's
go.
Your old relationship, your old houses. They're done.
Yeah,
they're done.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. And it's interesting in your bedroom. I got this. Have your dreams changed? Has your sleep pattern changed since you've been here?
I would say, well, yeah. Your
bed's facing a completely opposite direction.
Before he moved here, we're kind of Chick's log. We kind of remember his history, you know?
Yeah.
And before he moved here, he was going to bed at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night at the old house, correct?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And getting up because your body only needed so many hours of sleep, he's up at 2:30 or 3.
2:30 or 3.
That shifted to a more normal.
Yeah, like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I hardly ever sleep longer than, I'm going to say 4 hours.
Me either.
In a row. Now, I can get up, and then most time, 90% of the time, go back to sleep for a couple hours.
It has to do with the way we're wired.
Yeah.
Left to my own devices, I could probably stay up for days. Mm-hmm. I have to, yeah. But when I do sleep, I sleep in it's about a 4 hour thing, and then right. I wake up, and yeah, mm-hmm. No, I think it has to do with people's. I've never slept a lot, even as a child.
Yeah.
But I like to take little cat naps when I can, mm-hmm. if you can work them in, because that's one of the best things, and that would help you a lot.
A little cat nap?
Cat nap. That's why go in that room. Like sometimes, also use the time if you wake up and can't go back to sleep, really go into, okay, why am I not going,
right.
Be productive. Ask for dreams before you go to sleep. But this is the thing, too. I feel like I think that one room is kind of left undone yet, mm-hmm. because for a reason. It's like it really is your room. And I want you to be very aware of what you want to put in there, because it feels – that's the room of helpful people. When you come in a home and the room, first room to the right in feng shui is a room of helpful people.
It's a comfort.
A lot of people in traditional feng shui, they'll put like – statues of Kuan Yin or Jesus or whoever, whatever. Yeah. Helpful people.
Yeah. Anybody? Oh, gotcha.
Or good, or people that you, uh-huh. People you like. They're right. Helpful yeah. people, right? But it's like, I feel like it's you're the new you. It's the new helpful you to you. It's like your new consciousness that you're going to create. And you're going to put the new foundation. Mm-hmm. That's why it's look very carefully, get exactly what you want.
Right.
And make it exactly the colors and how it's going to feel, because you're going to spend a lot of time in there.
That's the bar room.
Yeah.
But we'll be in there won't be just because of the bar. And I loved how it opened up.
It'll be because of the bar. No.
Well, no,
because you've never really been one to host. And so when right. we talked about doing this, you were like, yes. And then we can just have and hang out.
You are.
I'm excited to have people over.
You haven't. I don't think Chick has ever hosted anything alone.
Absolutely not. No,
and
I
so now he's a good host. He's, yeah.
No, it's going to be fun. You'll invite the people you want.
And I am going to put a heavy bag in the middle of the room.
Well, why not?
Into the ceiling.
I kind of like that.
Lag bolts. And if you want to get up and give it a punch.
Maybe in the corner.
You can.
I just thought the corner. But you know what? It's your house. You do whatever you want.
Put it right in the middle.
Middle could be interesting. It's like a ring, right?
Right.
That could be very. You have it on a pulley, so you could have it in a way that if you don't want it visually hanging.
Oh, that
there's
I could
probably
pull
a way
it.
To
oh,
put
that's
it
true.
Out of the way.
Right up in the.
Yeah, there's some
next
way
to the
you
ceiling.
Could do something. Yeah.
All right.
They all just. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I like that though, because that's a very good. You want to think about where you lived last.
Mm-hmm.
Why you moved there.
Oh, the dog bit me. Go ahead.
Okay. That's not why
oh,
you
Oh, do
left.
You not know this story?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
No.
Marilyn, if the universe was ever telling you something. So the last house I lived in, and I liked it. There was some areas of that house that were – it was 4 years, and it was like college.
It was like college, and when it was time to go.
Did you move there from a relationship?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so,
why.
And the I was out in the back. Well, I got an email one day and it said, well, we're going to have to take down the privacy fence. And I'm like, that's probably the biggest reason I moved into this house. Because
yeah, the word is privacy.
You know, I like that you could sit on your deck and unless somebody really made an effort, they couldn't see what you were doing and stuff. So anyway, that was number one. And then I'm out in the backyard one day and I'm mowing the yard and this Rottweiler, and I'm sure he's a wonderful puppy dog, but I was between the fences, and he comes up and bites me right on the arm.
And it was, it and looked like it was a deep puncture wound.
And it
like
was, I mean, it was
really scary looking.
It was bleeding, and I felt bad for the dog, and I didn't do anything about it, obviously. But I thought, it's time to leave. So.
Well, the left side of the body is female emotional subconscious mind. And animals, that's really interesting to me, because I think that sometimes when we get wounded like that, it's an acting out of how we feel wounded inside. Mm-hmm. We'll attract that to ourselves. But the privacy fence thing, who said they, whose privacy fence
well,
was
I them? Was renting at that point.
Oh, that's
so.
Oh,
they,
and why were they wanting to take it?
The upkeep, the maintenance for the fence was going to be higher than more you, trouble than it was worth.
You know what's funny though? They wanted you out. Not, but when
I think so.
It wasn't personal. I mean, it really wasn't like
right.
we don't
yeah,
like
maybe
you.
So.
They wanted this, they were being passive aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Maybe so.
No, I can read this into that. That's what it was. But it's funny because then you really got the message from the universe. Here comes right. this dog. Whose dog was it? A neighbor's dog.
A neighbor's dog.
Had it done that before?
No, but I'd never gotten that close to the dog. I never tried to pet it or anything. And
there was like this loud sound.
I got kind of a nervous. The vibration I was getting off the dog made me very nervous. And I'm never that way around dogs. And
no.
And sure enough.
No, I think, and I we would agree, it was time to go.
Yeah,
and
it was
you
time.
Found your wonderful.
Got
place.
To go.
Yeah, because this is a good one.
And here we are. Do you get any sort of vibration or anything of any, not necessarily me, but of those three? That is anything coming at you, like anything that you can't.
I think we covered Jeffy.
You can't. No, there's one thing that's coming at you from one of them. I can feel it. You know how we talked before?
Snort, yes.
We've known each other for what, 20 years? 20
well, at least. Yeah.
And one time she was on the other show, and I told her, and she knew that this was happening to me. I 4 out of 5 nights, I'll be like doing something in the kitchen or whatever, or wherever I live, over the years I've been on the show. And I'll think of a phrase
right.
like stitch in time saves 9, and it'll just pop into my head. And I'll go, I used to go, I wonder what that's all about. And then the next morning, I would need that phrase. It
right.
would just pop into
right.
my head
but
because
and
that's what I do. Wow. I just blurt stuff out. And
right.
and she said, well, yeah, of course, you're
that's
psychic.
The universe telling you you're exactly where you're supposed to
right.
be.
Right.
Synchronicity.
Yes.
Anytime
yeah.
there's synchronicity, it's a verification of being in the Dharma, being in the flow. Mm-hmm. Right?
So I get the feeling that there's something here that you need to tell one of these guys about something that you need to.
Are
go,
you showing
look.
Off your psychic powers?
No, I'm
here,
not.
Jake?
No, I'm
He's
just telling
the
you.
Assist.
I'm just telling you how
she's going to score the basket. But
I'm
Chick's
telling you how I feel. A and I'm getting tired of talking to me. So
okay. no, it is. It's an interesting group energy, right? Well, I'll go back to your dog, right?
Okay.
The dog and your witness,
right?
The dog was speaking to me, and the dog said.
Oh, yeah, Nora Jones.
More.
Little Nora Jones.
Nora Jones told her that she needs to walk more, and yeah. Jeff hasn't been walking her very
right.
much.
Well, but you guys ran a lot in the summer, and it's kind of cold, and things
well, it was
have changed.
More than
maybe.
That. It
yeah.
was different. Yeah.
We used to go. Yeah, we used to go to the trails, and then I kind of stopped. Well, the park that I take her to, someone yeah. committed suicide there, so I was kind of like, I don't really want to take
oh,
her there.
No.
Yeah.
Which park was that?
Skiles Test.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know
yeah.
that one. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, no.
Find a different
ago.
Path. Just
yeah.
find a different path with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you said something really interesting, and I'm not leaving you out. He's high. He's going.
No.
This is. You know what's interesting? I love that you picked this room and you're doing this here. There's something about all of this that's going to be going to another level. There's like another idea. There's a lot of things going to branch out of having that you're doing it in this space. I can tell you that right now. But you said a mouthful when you said, not that you talk too much. That's not it. It was a
No.
So to
no.
speak. Don't take this person out.
No,
but when you're saying the story, it was really interesting to me about the therapist.
Yeah.
How long ago was that? When she was saying that maybe he should come by himself.
Oh, no. It was my daughter's special education teacher.
Said who should come by themselves?
Her father. My daughter's
yes,
father
right.
should come by himself
that
so that she
could.
That would
be true.
Yeah. That would be true.
In more ways than one.
Really? Okay.
Don't speak for him. Don't be right. Disconnect from him.
Well, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Do not symbiose with that. We got to get
it's
that.
It's not necessarily. It's not necessarily
right.
the school thing. It's in life.
It's in life. That was the bigger message.
Okay.
You want to mark the time on this?
I'm not editing that out.
You don't
that's
have
a good
to.
One. No.
Yeah.
No, because your whole energy field changed. See, what happens with me, I don't have to take acid to see connectedness, okay? Let's just say I don't have to do Molly or do these things.
That's just a Thursday afternoon.
Yeah. I found that out in 1968 when I did take LSD for the first time. And the room turned red and a skeleton walked toward me. And I saw a big wheel of all my lives. And I thought,
oh,
well.
No.
And everybody else is going, let's go get pancakes. I'm like, oh, no. I don't think I need this stuff.
Yeah, I don't need this help.
Yeah, no. So when I see people, we're all connected. Everything's connected. And so I see energy that moves around people when they're speaking. And they'll shut down or things will shift. And the minute you start talking about this story, this is true.
Okay.
Your whole energy field changed. And I'm kind of like the Sherlock Holmes of the intuitive world.
Okay.
I get these weird angles on how to figure it out. But that's what I was seeing clearly, is that it's not that you speak too much. You're no longer supposed to speak for that person. You're supposed to be disconnecting. The time of codependent or that symbiotic that's not good has to be pulled out by the roots.
Sure.
Like you pull a weed out from the garden and you're ready. Because your whole – I really saw this. It's really actually happening more than it may feel like in this level.
Okay.
And it's just the last of that old stuff. And the same thing with your daughter. I feel like she's ready to really morph into – there's like a something, whatever that group energy is about. Because it is a group energy. It's ready to, as individuals, your higher selves, the divine blueprint for each of you as individuals and for all of you as a group is ready. It's learned what it can learn in a way.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're going into this other way.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you actually helped the person by speaking as clear as you did. Because I think it shocked them, but I think they also, they had their own energy with it.
Yeah.
And so they did something with that as well.
Good. Yeah, I'm gonna actually be a little bit honest. Well, I'm honest most of the time, but I'm gonna be honest in that earlier Chick mentioned to you that there was a child who said that they honestly think that somehow they were tied to 9/11 prior to their birth. That was my son.
Well, I wondered.
Yeah.
I felt when I got pulled over to you.
Yeah.
So I would love to speak with him. I'd love to work with him. I could do some.
He's really dropped a lot of truth bombs on me lately that he told me, he said, you and I and sister all have it.
Yes, you do. Oh, we my have gosh.
It. Yeah. And he was like,
absolutely.
We have it. And he was like, and we get to decide what we're going to do with it. And obviously, Addie being neurologically on another plane,
right.
I believe.
She's already there.
She's
just hooked into the universe.
That's
in
exactly
way.
What my son said. Yeah. He was like, no, sister's like, he goes, you and I, we've got to practice. Sister has it. And I'm just like,
no, that's really cool. I'm glad you shared that because I felt
that. I get the feeling sometimes that she is overwhelmed by what she has.
No, that's
what
happens.
Sometimes. I think it is, but I think that maybe when she does.
That's when she has the physical things that happen.
Yes, it's like a
with
purging. Yes, yeah. Exactly.
It's like a surging. Right.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And it has to do with wiring. And I think there's ways to rewire people.
And you said this, she picks up on the surrounding energy that, I mean,
well,
she
like I've said before, we can't go to the zoo. She is completely overwhelmed at the zoo.
Oh, she'd be sad.
Yo.
I hated zoos.
She's so overwhelmed.
Circuses are bad.
Oh, I hate circuses.
Yeah, she's very, very overwhelmed by energy.
She's into an animal run. She's into
funerals. She has trouble with.
Yeah, we can't go to funerals. She's
picking the emotions of people.
That's
she's
what
an
I'm
empath.
Saying. She
she's
is an empath. Yeah, because we've been at funerals where she has let out like guttural screams.
She's acting out
what people are feeling. Mm-hmm. And usually it's with our family, and our family is very closed and quiet. And
so she's got to take it on because they're not expressing it.
But you know what? And that's the thing is that she screams like that, and then everyone else feels comfortable to do it, and everybody else releases and comes in and comforts her.
No, I believe that.
It's nuts, the unity that she brings at funerals like that.
That's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, that's why these things happen, right?
Yeah.
Because only one energy anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, do you ever write things?
I'm not much of a writer. I mean, I write scripts for the show.
Well, why don't you start writing some other stuff?
Okay.
Like, you have a lot that goes out. Your head
wants to
blow up sometimes.
Yeah.
You kind of over-cerebrate. Your
that's what you do.
And there's something that you're ready to express in a different way. Well, it's two different ways. It's not like you have to sit down and write like this, you know, novel or something. But I just feel like there's something of your own expression that's going to come out with you're very creative. And if people don't use their creativity for themselves too, it becomes destructive energy. So you're ready to like move through a lot of frustration, let's just say.
What are you frustrated about?
Personal or professional?
Well, this is usually both places. It usually doesn't. Dwell in one place.
Now, professionally, I have this. It's on the table. It needs to be done in my head. I need to do it. Is that there's this presentation about a certain something I want to create?
Yes.
And make.
See. Do it.
Yeah.
There's only now. Do it. Do it now because you're ready more than you might know.
I've been ready for a while, honestly.
Of why am I procrastinating? Right. I've been writing three or four books for 30 some years.
I gotta take care of this podcast.
Well, there you go. And what you want to stay on a roll? You'll be able to now. Because you're really, I feel this. I mean, once you even make a little baby step with it.
Right.
That's all you got to do. It will take on a life of its own.
But it seems like there's personal stuff in the way. In the house that's holding other things back.
Well, of course. It's your parts of yourself, right? Consciousness parts.
Right, right.
Like things you're supposed to be doing or you think you're supposed to be doing or working on relationships.
No, no, no. It's just having two teenage daughters at home.
Oh, my God.
Their issues become the house's issues.
But use that in a way. Okay, but this is how to heal it. Think about the ages they are. Mm-hmm. It's about you when you were those ages.
not in the same issues. But
there's an activation.
I'll just say it. I always say that I had a great high school. I enjoyed my high school. I had great friends. But sophomore year, for whatever reason, sucked.
Yeah,
that's an odd year.
And my oldest daughter
is in her
sophomore year, and so far it's been all right. Well, this week it turned to shit.
Aww. Yep, I believe you.
It turned to shit. Even as we sat here, aww, it turned to shit. And it's just one of those things. And it really brings, I mean, it, let you know it activate me. It takes a lot to bring me down.
Yeah.
And it just really has me down that she's being affected by other people.
There's some really ass wipes there. There's like two people in particular kind of evil.
Mm-hmm.
What I would do.
I can
show up
them
at her school.
Well, see, I crossed a line I wasn't comfortable crossing already this week.
Okay.
And I won't tell you what it is.
No,
but,
I'm not going to say it. But I
wasn't comfortable with it personally, but my daughter gave me permission to do
you
it.
You had to.
So I felt I did. And it did sort of solve something, but it's still, there's another thing I just need to take care
Sometimes you got to go dry. I'll give you a real quick example. When my son went to Orchard, which is a lovely private school. Everybody's taught to say nothing in the negative. It really is. I mean, I wanted to go there. It was like, I just want to live at the school. Like, I don't want to go home. Just let me be here all the time, right?
Yeah.
So he comes home one day, and his shirt's torn. He's like in the second grade. And I go, Merlin, what happened? He goes, well, the boys are being mean to the girls. And he goes, there's this one little smart boy. And every time the teacher has her back turned, he's mean to people. I knew exactly who this kid was. So this is just me. I take direct action. So I listen to what Spirit says. So I went to the playground the next day.
Back when it was legal to just show up at the playground.
Well, at Orchard, you can.
Yeah.
Yeah, they let you. Yeah. Now you got to sign in probably. But those days, he's 31 now. So, this is a true story. So I walk in. Here's this kid. Sure enough, it was like a perfect, like, synchronistic thing. Teacher has the back turned. Here's this little boy. I walk up behind him, and he is being mean to people. Yeah, I walked up, pinched him as hard as I could.
She's pointing to his shoulder.
Yes, top of his shoulder.
Yeah,
he turned around and I went.
Yeah,
gave him the
I see the
mother eye.
I'm watching you. Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know he never did it again.
Yeah.
Sometimes the reason of the story, because when you tell authorities and you tell people,
yeah,
it riles up the parents, it riles up the people. Sometimes there can be an opening where you can do a direct hit.
Yeah.
And I knew that. I thought, if I say something, it's just going to cause this rigmarole. Mm-hmm. And it was like just going right to the sources. Mm-hmm. And it turned out, you know, there were a lot of bad things going on in his house. And he was depressed. And he started crying. I mean, he was really a different child. I mean, he stopped.
Yeah.
And he was wanting attention.
Yeah.
So I use that as an example. Sometimes I think you want to you can take direct, right? Especially with
I'm usually direct anyway.
Very direct
with a problem.
Yeah.
For both people, for both sides. Why drag this issue on? That's just how I.
But
operate.
You know what I'm feeling with your daughter? There's something from when she was 3 to 5 years old that is whatever this is that she's experiencing right now comes. So you want to think about what was going on in your home when she was that age.
Yeah, she was pretty, everything was pretty good with her. There were some times in elementary school, I think, you know, that's the thing, you don't know some experiences she had at school.
This is kind of earlier.
Okay.
Might have been babysitters, people taking kids.
Yeah. My wife stayed home with them.
But see, this is it.
Yeah.
There's something, how is she relating this with your wife?
They're very close.
But how's your wife reacting to what is
happening? She takes it to heart. As bad as my daughter does, if not worse.
Okay,
you hate to see your daughter.
No, you don't want your daughter to hurt.
So this is what you want to do. You two. So it's not just daddy rescuing.
Oh yeah, I'm involved a bit.
But no, both
parents together.
Yeah.
and then get it out of feeling. You feel the hurt. Mm-hmm. And she needs to look at what was going on in her life when she was her daughter's age. That's why she's feeling so.
Oh, yeah. See what I'm saying? I can answer that.
And
one
then,
off
right.
Here.
There you go. Right. Yeah. Exactly. But, so go yeah. up out of that, and then there will be a shifting.
Okay.
And it'll be a lot more peaceful. Then you can create your stuff.
Okay.
They're
going to
make you. I'm going to come in your dreams and go, hey. No, I show up in people's dreams.
Yeah,
I think this is why I'm tired when I wake up. Well, you do. I think you've created your dreams.
Oh, I'm sure I have dreams, but they're not vivid to me
right.
at all.
Yeah,
I sleep, I wake up.
You might have a very, very strong dream.
So
it's
help
about
me.
Your
so help me. You show up in my dream.
Yeah.
I
don't know.
I kid.
I get you would not believe. Probably several times a week, people from all over the place. So I had this dream about you, and you were doing this, and you were. And some of them, it's synchronistic because it will be things I was dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a few where three people one night, well, you were dressed in purple or you dressed in gold and you mm-hmm. were telling me that. I'm going, no, well, God, I would never rest. I'm just busy. Yeah. But no, it's an interesting thing because there's so many dimensions that we, you know, can work with. But work with your creative self in the dream. Just tell yourself before you go to sleep, I want to make time. I want to find time when I'm awake to manifest this.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be able to.
Is it
ready.
Just a time thing, Jason? Is it?
A little bit. You know, there's a lot of demands, you know, of regular work, this thing,
sure.
and just being. Sometimes.
Oh, being.
My wife just says, hey, you know, sometimes we just like you here.
Yeah.
You know,
sure,
all the stuff's going on around. I'm not included because my girls are older, but it's just something about me being there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I mean, I can still be there and work on what it is I want to work on.
And pull them into it somehow.
Yeah. And they're, I mean, yeah, it's sort of an odd little thing, but. Here's my curious question.
Yes.
Is, and Chick actually said this to me a few months ago, we couldn't be two more opposite people, he and I.
Right.
Yet we still get along
well,
most
opposites
of the time.
Attract.
Most
things, of the time. Things are made known by their opposites.
Yeah, but it's not a, I don't.
If you were alike, you'd be on Jerry Springer. No.
Yeah.
No, there might be some other weird. No, I think sometimes people think they're very opposite, and they are, but there's things that actually that you're alike. It manifests in different ways.
Yeah, but there's parts of each of us that I know I can't stand. Like, he drove me nuts yesterday, but there's times when I'm being me, and it drives him nuts.
Of course. You push people's buttons.
But it's not like we. I don't do it intentionally. I don't think he does.
No,
it
you
intentionally.
You do it intentionally. You
it's
say
vibrational.
I'm poking the bear. That's what you always say.
I do that when we're in here just to get away with it.
But, oh, there we go. And see, it's not personal. It's what pushes our buttons. Many times we don't even know what it is. That's why you got to go within and go. Okay, was my mother like this? My father like this? When did I first feel this activation?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That's what all of us have to do right now. Because I'm telling you, when you get activated, which we all are now, you want to go. Where did I feel this before?
Mm.
Then you can push through it and not stay stuck. But that's what's going on. There is an activation. Everybody in this room has really interesting energy.
If I could just draw. Okay. Say that they work with someone who maybe is difficult to work with and maybe doesn't listen or maybe has their own quirks. And I feel like they see that person's face in each other and
they
their
do.
Frustrations with Tom. I mean, that person, they take out on each other.
Oh, I just knew who exactly you're talking
yeah.
about.
Yeah. I think that happens a lot because you guys can't say it. Both of you, are each other's Tom.
I think.
No, he's someone different. I know who he is.
Chick?
No.
Oh,
no. Someone different.
I remind you
but
of somebody.
It's somebody
no, your frustration.
Figure.
Just
right.
a little
the
bit.
The way
of,
you are, when you're operating a little off kilter,
yes.
I know who you're being.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Who it is to him. And see, that's important to know. So
right.
what you do then, you do inner work on that and you push through it. Same thing when he pushes your buttons.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you fighting with, remember?
Yeah, who am I being? That's what I wonder.
I think you're Tom to him.
It's possible.
I think
because you're
behind the controls.
No,
and,
it's true.
And,
no, I can tell you this, that nothing and... Let's put all our cards on the table. I mean, the things that the Bob and Tom Show has done and mm-hmm. I've done with the Bob and Tom Show, I owe Tom. I'll
you
never
don't.
Be able to repay him.
Mm.
For
stop
for,
saying that out loud.
And,
No. We have to take a big time out and you have to stop saying that out loud. Whatever he has given you, you have given him back tenfold and you have
hundredfold.
To stop. You have to stop saying that out loud. You owe him nothing.
You've earned what you got.
Yes.
He makes people feel like you owe him. So that's his stuff. That's not yours.
Right. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I just want you to stop saying that because you've earned.
Okay, like, I see that now. But I one of the last things I have to do in this rebuilding process is being able to take a compliment and being able to think, I do have worth and
Absolutely.
But there's my mother going, you're in the way. And, you know, I mean, that's,
well, we can, that's easy to heal. You're ready to heal
a
that.
Giant, yeah. You know, and, but I don't want to be, you know, I'm the best thing. Yeah, I don't. I,
okay,
that,
but
is
there are
a nightmare.
Times where your confidence
I'm,
just.
Well, I'm the shit. We all know it.
Shines
but my
out
point
your
is,
belly button.
It's that light thing.
Yeah.
No, I understand.
What's the compensation
that.
For the other? That's what happens when people don't feel. It's like when I hit my head in the lamp. He felt so bad.
Oh
no.
My God! That damn lamp there. That's my fault. That's my fault. That's
totally your fault.
Jeff hit his head.
No,
I have not.
Let me tell you. In my old days, and I apologize. I apologize to the lamp because my father was very critical. He was very narcissistic. He was very bizarre, and I would bump into a chair and I would
apologize to the object.
Because I was like walking
on eggshells.
So it was so funny because he was like, oh my God. And I was like, I was going, oh God, I'm so sorry. So we had, so interesting how, what these things are. And they're, and you don't even realize. Mm-mm. Inanimate objects teach us lessons, right?
I remember disappointing my father and always going, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm sorry. And he would go, don't be sorry, just don't do it.
Right.
And so I was just, so that's the voice that I hear in my head a lot is, don't apologize, just don't do it. And I was like, yeah, okay.
There's just so many things
that complex.
I wish I would have known 25 years ago.
Me too. Trust me.
I just don't.
But you weren't supposed to then.
Everything will come when it's
supposed to. Do you remember when, this is so funny, I'm trying to think what year that would have been. You were back in the green room.
Yeah.
Because I was on.
In the old area?
Jay Lawrence. I was on Jay Lawrence's show. On the circle. Actually, I had my own little radio show that was kind of spiritual.
Right.
You guys inherited me. That's how people go, how did you ever get in the Bob and Tom show?
Oh.
Well, because what? And I, to this day, have people that call me. I wrote down your men because it was a big man. I have, a lot of men have seen me. But people to this day, well, I still have your number written down from when I was on the radio when you were on Bob and Tom. I was like, what?
Oh.
It's crazy stuff. Really interesting stuff, right? So no, you were back in the green room, and I just remember seeing you. We went out, and this is my thing. I've had to learn to have filters, and I go, "You're going to remember this." I go, "Oh, are you moving to California?" I remember.
That's exactly. Yeah, she sure did. And no one knew. No one knew that I was leaving.
Yes.
I didn't. I hadn't told anyone.
No, and I knew it, and I felt so. Then I felt awful because I could. Yep. The whole room just went.
That's right.
Oh. Was everybody in there?
Yep.
Yeah, I was on the morning show, morning drive show. Yeah.
Yep.
And so.
And I had to. Oh, she's that Marilyn. She's something, huh? Yeah. And then I went to San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It happened.
There you go.
But you, this is the thing. Bring everything into present time. And I've had the same thing. Trust me. You know, I'll be 68 November 5th. Oh, God. I don't look like it. I don't feel like it.
No, gosh, no.
No. I went back to my 50th high school reunion. Oh, my God. People were on oxygen and pushing.
Oh, my God.
It was kind of scary. Wow. And you saw some people were great.
Marilyn, I went to my 40th reunion a month ago, and I have never seen so many old people in my life.
I know.
I love them all, and they're wonderful people, but they all look about 20 years older than I do, and I don't know what it is.
True. No,
it's insane.
They got stuck somewhere.
They did.
Yeah, they got stuck, and that's what I'm saying. You're fine. Bring all the stuff. You have a long life, and you're going to be happy now. Your old life is dead. You're ready for this rebirth. You're right here now, and it's going to be great.
It's birthing.
It is birthing.
Here's a sort of an odd question. It kind of affects a lot of us.
Oh, God.
How do you deal with someone who has a distorted reality? They've created
subjective
this
reality.
And you have to, I'm very
awful.
Rational.
It's almost like lied so much that they believe their own lies.
No.
It's called pathological.
The problem I have is that this person, his reality is so distorted.
Mm-hmm.
When confronted with the facts, he distorts it even more and almost gets angry about it.
All you can do is look. It's a narcissistic borderline personality, and the most personified example we have in the outer world would be
Donald Trump. Yeah,
but then people were talking about, that's what they do. They're never wrong. they are passive-aggressive controllers. They're passive-aggressive. I call them emotional terrorists. Mm-hmm. They know exactly. They have EI, evil intuition. They know exactly how to get a spot, and then they always deflect away, and they set you up to be the bad guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then they're the victim, and somebody's done something to them, mm-hmm. and they never they withhold. They'll give. It looks like they're so generous, and they give to everybody, and they're actually withholders. And it is a very difficult. My dad was like, so I know this personality a mile off. So it's very intense. What you do with it, you, because that's how they
run,
are.
You run!
Run now. That's right.
Yeah.
You put a mirror up in front of them.
Yes, you put the mirror up and so they can see the reflection, right?
Oh, that's brilliant.
It's as a group energy, what people need to do, you get out of a reactive place. And they've actually termed, there's a psychological term now called gaslighting. They gaslight people too. And this comes from an old movie back when there was gas lights on the wall. This woman, mm-hmm. this guy was trying to make his wife go crazy. So he'd turn the gas light up and she'd go, oh, my God, it's bright in here. And he'd go, no, it's dark. And so it's actually you should see the movie. It's a psychological – it's a really good movie, but it's a psychological term of gaslighting. They do the same thing. Mm-hmm. It could be like snowing outside. And they're going, it's 100 degrees. And they say it with such confidence mm-hmm. that after a while you kind of go, well, maybe I'm crazy. You know, even
maybe
when you're
it
in a group,
maybe it is snowing outside, or maybe it is 100 degrees outside.
Yeah,
oh
no,
my
and that's
God.
So that's what happens with group energy too. And you think, how did I turn my power over to this person? How does this happen? So you go back into your own psychology and think, who does this person remind me of? Mm-hmm. Is this my father, my mother, my mm-hmm. you know? And you really don't you really get out of what happens. You either become deaf to that person. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to do that. You want to listen because everything they're telling you, they leave things out of stories. But they will tell you, and they lie, but they will tell you some of the truth. It gets tricky. So if you listen really to what they're saying, they project, and they're really telling you a lot that you need to pay attention to. But after a while, you get so worn out that you don't even want to, you just don't, you shut
right.
down.
Yep, right.
So that's the thing. There's a group energy is to shift, it's a shift in frequency.
Okay.
And then you'll be able to go into another way with it.
So what you're saying is that when he starts to bullshit, we just bullshit him bigger?
Back, yeah. Yeah. Or you just as a group don't even respond. Withhold. Yeah. Do the same thing he does. Just don't respond.
Have you ever like told this person like, oh, man, I had a rough weekend. I had a headache.
One upper.
I had to, well, I know what that's like.
They always
I
bring
had
it
my
back
head torn off one day. And,
they bring it back to themselves. There's no empathy for you. Mm-hmm. Everything.
No.
They live in they're seductive, right? So everybody thinks they're wonderful. And then but they live in a tiny, narrow world, and it's all about them. Everything. People are ego extensions.
Right.
Yeah. And so it's that ego extension thing. And so that's, think about being in their head. It's really crowded in there, right?
That's the thing, too, is that you take sympathy. Like, I have sympathy.
They want you to feel sorry for them.
Yeah.
And that don't.
Well,
don't.
But they...
Because they know what they're doing.
But they stay so... They know what they're doing. They stay so busy, but they complain about how busy mm-hmm. they are. But mm-hmm. but if they slow down at all to take a look at...
It's all going
to
catch up. They can't.
They can't. They almost go insane if they pause for a second to concentrate on the universe or themselves, or I can't see this person.
There's no concept of universe when someone's narcissistic on that level.
And they just keep recreating or just starting over with other people and creating and that's what they do. And then it's like, and that will stop someday soon because you can't keep doing that.
Yeah.
No, that's what I'm feeling. There's a really big change in all of you as a group energy. To just kind of move forward into your own, because you guys are all so talented. You really are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I know.
He's so funny.
If we could end on something,
sure.
I'm curious, and this is a loaded question.
Oh, that's all right.
And I know we kind of opened with this, but what's our political climate gonna, what's it gonna look like in the next couple weeks? How's this gonna
up? I'm flying out to LA to Hollywood on the 3rd, and I'm not gonna be in the air on the 8th. There is no way.
No.
No, and it's not. I just don't want that energy.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, sure. I understand.
I figure I don't want to be because even if there's not something. There's going to be, just like we've talked about, the narcissistic paradigm that's going on. There will be created something.
There's
going
to be a backlash no matter what.
Oh, there will be, and that's the perfect storm, right? There's enough people to hate all the people.
There's right. enough. There's enough people hating to go around.
There's so yeah. much hating. Yeah. And, you know, just all the forewarning of we're going to do this, if this happens, you know, it's all that bullying. But what I'm going to tell people, you have to be, it's how you live your life. But I, again, and I don't like to put this energy out. I mean, I really do think they're hoping there will just be something that, where they could declare martial law. I don't think they will be able to, but I think they float these things out there. I think it's a test. Mm-hmm. I think they test to see, and when I'm saying they, I'm talking about there is a dark government. There's always always dark government. Sure. It's who they are. It's that energy. It's the fallen angels. People forget that Lucifer was cast to earth and given dominion over it. And what was the sin of Lucifer? He wanted to be greater than God. Mm-hmm. Narcissism.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About narcissism. And so those people, they're hanging their last hurrah. And this is the thing to remember. It's not against flesh and blood we battle, but powers and principalities. So these are just the last of the dark energies being played out in this earth plane. So, yes, I do think I think Hillary will win.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's been devised that way. I mean, I just think all of it's orchestrated,
yeah,
right?
I agree.
And I think that Trump isn't near as bad as the persona that he's playing.
No, he's an actor. He's an actor.
Yeah.
But he's there, too.
And like you said, he's a pawn. They put him there so that she would win.
But it's like Hitler liked dogs, and he didn't kill people personally.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
right.
It's the same. He lived in his own little, right. And there's a lot of strain, and Pence is who we need to worry about. I just say that.
Yeah.
There's a reason why, like I said, there's a reason why we're here, and the reason why Pence
You know what,
chosen.
Though? I've always thought, in my gut, I've always thought that, I don't personally know Mike Pence. I don't, you know, I know he's a Republican governor, and the views he has about certain people are, I feel like they're wrong, but I have never in my lifetime seen anybody more like he was manufactured by a factory to be president. I have never seen anything like it.
He's so psychic.
I have never seen
he's
anything like it.
He's like a reincarnated.
It. See, I feel like I get the same energy. Mike Pence gives me the same energy that not our current Pope, but the Pope before him.
Yeah, as the same. They're creative people.
Yeah, that you got it. It's the eyes. You can see right in, and you know it is nothing good. Yeah. It is nothing good.
Yeah, I'll share a story when we're off the air about that, because I know that. I saw something very direct with him, and it's very true.
Yeah.
So these are things to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that what people need to do is understand, don't get caught up don't argue with people. Don't get caught up in this lower level of stuff. My fear has been all along, and I will say it now that we're nearer to whatever all this is, I really do believe that Obama is a reincarnation in some ways of Abe Lincoln. There's that some aspects.
Okay.
And,
I have said that.
You have? Oh, how
I have said that, not the Abe Lincoln part. I have said that President Obama will go down as one of our best presidents.
Right.
And I truly believe that.
That's true.
Democrat, Republican, I think he's a good guy. I think he's one of the smartest presidents we've ever had.
My fear has been that he would be assassinated.
Yeah.
And one of the first things, of course, it was stirred up. That's why he couldn't get anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
You know, the racism that came out. Oh. Same thing. If Hillary were a man.
Yeah.
It's brought up all this sexism. It really has.
No, it has.
Sure.
Come on.
Sure.
I mean, it's you know, we're living in that time, though, of clearing that energy.
Yeah, let it.
It's always been there. All these things are always there. Mm-hmm. It's just all coming up.
It's unfortunate she's the one that has to catch it, but that's her lot in life.
Right.
She's up here, and she's going to help clear this. All right.
Well, this has been
wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
I love this. I would love to come back.
You can.
Well, yeah.
You should.
Sure. Let's
quarterly. Let's have our quarterly.
Yeah, we should do it on a regular. So the last time I was on, I met so many cool people.
Oh, good.
That still come to see me. It was
really cool.
Oh, good.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you told us that you got a lot of mail draw after this again, like a big
surgeon.
Guys.
Yeah. Going through a lot of things. Yeah.
So you made men comfortable to come and work through some stuff.
Oh, well, give your phone number again. How do we get a hold of you?
It's 317-259-8001.
Okay. And then do you have an email?
Centerpiece.com is my – and I'm on Facebook, Marilene Isaacs. Kaufman?
Yep. Okay.
On Facebook. All right. Thank you, Marilene, very much.
I enjoyed it.
All right. Jeff, you all right? You need to heal him. You need to touch him.
She's going to clear you.
Rub him down a little bit. Get some oil out and rub him down.
Take some shots.
We'll do some healing shots. Why isn't that the name of a shot? The healing shot.
Oh, you just inspired a drink for me.
Yeah. The healing shot.
Yeah.
This has been the Chick McGee Show. Marilyn's rubbing Jeff. This has been a success, one of our most successful podcasts. I'm Chick McGee. That's Jason Hofsetz. That's Jess Hooker. That's Jeff Vibbert. Thanks for listening, and tell everybody about our podcast. We'd appreciate it. From Podcast One. Good night, everybody.
There's nothing like the thrill of a last-second victory. That buzzer beater from 20 feet out. The game-winning field goal that just makes it as the clock ticks down. That great limited-time deal on a new 2017 Volkswagen at the Volkswagen Model Year-End event. We need to make room for the 2018s, so this could be your last chance to get a great deal on select 2017 Volkswagen models. Visit your nearest Volkswagen dealer for a test drive today. But hurry, because the clock is ticking and we can't call time out.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.